Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. This is Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show, and we're here live on Blog Talk Radio. And anyone wanting to call in, the call-in number is 718-508-9513. I'm going periodically now, once a month, since I had that major car accident. But there's things that need to be addressed here. And I just want people to realize that we need to all get along, and we need to watch what's going on and watch what we do based on things that we see. Things that we're seeing right now could be real, and some of it may not. We can't overreact, and we can't underreact. But we need to watch carefully of what we're seeing. I'm in the Chicagoland area, and for the past, thank God, for the last, 6 months, year, whatever, they've been talking about the rising crisis on the street of people, African-Americans, that are being targeted and shot by police. Now, again, that's been going on for a very, very long time in Illinois. The only difference is that they never used to report these things on the media. They would blank those stories out and would not, you know, televise them. But now, all of a sudden, it's becoming interest. Now, the thing is the stories that they're portraying right now, are they real, or are some of these stories just false flag operations to make you react? Now, I went to the 4th of July celebration over at Navy Pier. I have that on film, by the way. And I was watching what was going on there, not the fireworks as much, but I went there to see what was going on with major crowds. Now, they had so many people over at Navy Pier in Chicago, they had to rope it off. No more could get on the pier. That's how many people came out for 4th of July fireworks celebration. It was kids, all ethnicities, everybody was getting along, there was nobody fighting, nothing to be seen, anything being heard, no skirmishes, the police were standing on the corner, they were not attacking anyone, they were just standing around, and I was watching the whole thing, filming it, and absorbing what I was seeing, because my thing was to substantiate the truth of what is being told in these reports. Now, again, I was there and I was watching, and individuals were sitting there for almost a couple of hours before the fireworks went off for about 20 minutes. And then while I was sitting there by the Lakeshore Drive area, I was watching the boats coming in and out, and I happened to look up in the sky exactly simultaneously when the fireworks started. On the, southwest side of the sky, I saw this red glowing kind of object. It went down, it went back up, it stayed stationary, went down again, and then moved directly towards where we were sitting on the pier, and then went back again. Now, I would look at it and say, you know, like everybody else runs and says, oh, here's a UFO. In fact, the guy was sitting next to me. He had a camera, and he was filming stuff. And I said, look at that. And he took a picture of it, and he looked at it, and he said, don't you think that could be a drone? Now, I thought of the distance and where this thing was up in the sky, and I was like, if it is a drone, this is a very large one. This isn't one that somebody had in their home that just shot something up, because it wasn't something that, you know, in perspective of how you look at things, would be, you know, small enough and significant enough that you would see a large size at that far up in outer space. But the thing was, it probably was a satellite, a drone, watching what was going on the level of the street, because there was a huge crowd there in Navy Pier. Now, the other thing I noticed, too, at the same time, three helicopters, at least, in the sky. When this firework display was over, the people started getting up, and nobody got in a fight, nobody spilled any alcohol, nobody got in an argument. I didn't see none of that. And they started moving in a wave all the way out. It was kind of like watching a herd, you know, to be honest, a herd of cattle being moved. And they would go down, and they had the fences up, and people went down one end, and they curved down another because everyone was following the trend of the way to leave. And while this was going on, these huge spotlights were coming down on them. And it kind of reminded me of that movie War of the Worlds, the second one with forgot the name of the actor. Anyway, it kind of reminded me of that, you know, with people, you know, leaving a disaster area, and they had these lights on them so that they could, you know, watch the movement. And then, then I thought back about the satellite watching. And the thing was that I think what I was watching and seeing was that they were basically getting footage of how to handle large capacities of crowds in the case of when they do the next activity they're planning on doing. You know, kind of like, remember World Trade Center in New York and, you know, whatever happened, I don't know what happened, actually, in Oklahoma City, how they handled the crowds, you know, if there was any crowds around. But I know in New York it was a huge amount of people, you know, that were on the street. And, you know, they basically are setting up something to happen. I'm seeing it, and I know something's getting ready to happen because the things are right there in our face. In addition, there's another thing that was going on that no one reported in the news. Now, I think it was at the end of May, beginning of June, there was a situation of leakage of a huge amount of radiation from a nuclear waste facility that was in Washington. Anyway, what happened was that they could not contain the amount of radiation that was in this place. And anyway, it started leaking and leaked real bad towards the end of June. And this big, huge cloud of radioactive material has floated over towns and has settled over the area of Illinois. Now, I did give a call to the media to talk to them about it because this is a real true event. The amount of radiation was Richter scaled at 4 com. The worst is 5. 4 means that if there's a situation where people are out in the street or if they're, you know, out there when it rains, you need to come in because the rain carries a huge amount of radiation particles and can give you cancer. Now, you would think that was a major story that the media would cover, and evidently they didn't feel the same way because I called in and I don't remember seeing that report anywhere. But the thing is, the radiation cloud was blowing in not from Fukushima. This was something here in the United States. In fact, there are a number of reactors that are leaking out radiation right now. Now, I was also told that the amount of radiation that's being leaked out is also significantly causing the change of our weather patterns. So now you have more storms, you're having more hotter climate, and from what I was told, that is because of the amount of radiation that went into the atmosphere from this leakage that came from the event that happened here in the United States, not Fukushima. So, again, they're having things happen. They're not reporting the important things we need to know. And the other stuff, you know, it's kind of like, what's going on? Then there was, you know, the situation with the lightning strikes just yesterday. There was a huge storm mass that came in. And when the storm mass hit, it was in Chicago area, in neighboring towns and community, there was a huge amount of hail that fell. And we had purple lightning. Purple lightning was trickling across the sky, hitting buildings. In fact, they said the month before, I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but Sears Tower, which is now called something else, it got hit numbers of times by this late lightning material that's coming from the sky. And then atmospherically, the air even quality in Illinois is a lot different. So it's almost like you're suffocating because what's going on, and then also the level of pressure is building up from when these storms orchestrate. So it's kind of like a pressure front comes in. And if you're an older person or somebody that's got asthma or some type of, you know, heart condition or whatever like that, you can possibly get, you know, a situation where you might be so deadly ill that you have to go into the ER. Now, that's a whole other issue, too, because if you go to ERs now, I went to, on the 4th of July, I had gotten sick because of this condition. It had nothing to do with my condition. It was just the condition of the atmosphere. I felt pressure in my ear, felt like I was under water. I couldn't hardly breathe, and I ended up in this hospital emergency room. And, folks, I have been out here all my life, and I have never been in an emergency room. It was totally empty. There was not one person in there. The staff was on the computers playing games. That's how empty it was. I was the only one that came in there. And when I came in there and explained what was going on, you know, how my blood pressure had risen and everything, they basically told me, well, you can go home. You're okay. And that's the attitude right now. You can go home. You're okay. Because, see, they got people trained out here, mentally trained to accept things. Doctors are accepting things. Whatever they're being told at the high level, they're just doing what they're being told. They're not thinking the humanity aspect. You got individuals out here that are working in the government that have no humanity, it seems, whatsoever left in their soul. And I'm looking at this presidential race, and I'm looking at it with a jaundiced eye because what's going on? We got three major candidates coming out, when actually there's about 18 more. It's not just the three, there's 18. You still have not heard anyone mention the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the, and can go out for days, all these different parties. All of them have presidential candidates. Not one of them is allowed to come up and speak their piece on the microphone or anywhere because the media basically drowns out everyone except for the major candidates so that they can poise themselves because they already know who won. We're no doofuses. We're thinking that the vote counts. It doesn't count. Because, see, some time ago when I was on RBN, there was a gentleman in Chicagoland area again, an attorney, and he had gone in and he was checking these new voting machines that they had out, and he found out how to bust into them and basically caused them to, you know, falsify information to vote. So anyway, he came on the show, talked about it, and him like a couple other people came on the show. He ended up picked up, taken somewhere, and not heard of anymore because he showed how these voting machines had been compromised, falsified. Now, you know, I don't know what it takes for us to wake up, but it's kind of like we're in a motion picture. We're warriors in a motion picture. We're sitting here watching the integrated characteristic of a movie being filmed around us, and we're the ones that are going to be the victim in the movie. We're sitting there watching them, as they're using our money, by the way, to do all these little wonderful things. And then while we're watching all this, they are totally annihilating our economy. They are totally annihilating all forms of education for our children in schools. They're totally annihilating every dollar that you should have had for pension. That's going somewhere. We don't know where. They claim every state doesn't have any money, and they're lying because, again, there's absolutely no way that these areas are going bankrupt and broke because every day that is around, they're making money. They have bonds. They have other fiduciary obligations. in and outside the United States that brings money in. Even the cigarette tobacco lawsuit that was filed back a long, long time ago, they're still getting money for the state of Illinois and various other states on that alone. And not to talk about how much money the court system gets in. If you take one court and the court runs all course of the day, and they have per courtroom hour at least, say, 300-400 people per courtroom hour paying $300-some-odd a ticket, you know, do the math. Where does all that money go? Where does all the money for traffic violations that go through the court system? Where does that go? Where's all the money for these billions and trillions of dollars of lotteries that we're paying every day? Where's all that money go? Where's the money for the real estate and property tax they've been taking? Where is all this money going? Because, see, while they're talking to us, telling us that we don't have no money, well, not me, them, they basically, and I know I ain't got no money, but I'm talking about them. They know that they do have money because at the same time, out of the other side of their mouth, they're laying off people. They're getting ready to privatize. Most of the government operations out here are going to be privatized. There's not going to be a situation where people are going to be just gainfully employed with benefits. Everything is going to turn into this thing where it's going to be privatized and it's going to be customer service related, and individuals have to call these centers and they're the ones that are going to handle the call. And the thing is that the cost and price for having these people work to them is going to save them all the way close to 60-70% across the board. So that means that the workforce now is going to be now a situation that is going to be not affording bills because they're not going to be making the same income as if you were a standardized employee. And then also you don't have any benefits. And then in addition, they got you to a level that, this Obamacare, which doesn't work, you're going to have to pay that out of pocket too if you're going to attempt service to try to work so that you can have some bread and food and table for your children. They have this set up, folks, totally set up. And the problem is, are we looking at this or are we just kind of like still in a border state? Now, a lot of people are scared to do anything because what can they do? But see, when I go on the street and I start looking at people, I'm seeing a lot of people with dead eyes. People that just are walking and going to work and coming out and they don't know what's getting ready to happen. But I feel that these people feel something big is getting ready to happen and they have no control over it. Now, the worst scenario, let's say that something does happen based on whatever the hell they're trying to do or perfetrate or whatever. What business scenario could happen off of that? Okay, so let's look at it. They're putting drugs, which were in the community anyway, but they've got these GMO-designed drugs that they're manufacturing weed in the forest preserves, and they're basically putting it back on the street, and people are taking it, and people with using this weed are becoming more aggressive. Okay, the other weed from back in the day, I gather, would calm people down. These people that are smoking this stuff, they're not really here. They're not conscious of anything. It's kind of like Mimi syndrome, and they have lost their grade of humanity in a way. It's feeding on them this fungus that people are smoking. Yeah, weed is a fungus. And I can't understand. I'm kind of opposed to fungus smoking. But, you know, the thing is that people are addicted. And they intentionally got you addicted. You got people addicted to marijuana. You got people addicted to crack. You got people addicted to cocaine. You got people addicted to sex. You got people addicted to all types of things. Then you have the addiction of people that are not on those things but have to take pharmaceutical drugs that they're addicted to, the thinking that this stuff is going to cure them, which it isn't. So now you have a whole society, dependent society, here in the United States. Now just imagine, just for, you know, looking at future's sake. Say all of a sudden they pull everything. Okay, so Joe over there is not going to get his diabetes medicine. Marla down the street is not going to get her pension check anymore because they're going to pull that. Your kids are not going to be able to go to school and get educated, so they're going to pull that, which they're already doing in the state of Illinois right now. So now all these people are now without. The ones that are on these psychosis type drugs that, you know, cause you to have all these different disorders if you, you know, cold turkey off of it. Now you think of how those people are going to relate. Are they not going to be the next members of the living dead that they're talking about coming down and mowing down with guns? But see, we've gotten so needy that we can't see or stop these behaviors that's going to give them farther over us. They're going to take over, folks. It's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And only a certain level of people and certain individuals are going to be able to, you know, afford to be able to make this out. And those individuals know who they are because they already talked to them. They're not talking to us. I went down in the city, what was it, about a week ago. And there was a bunch of people from various schools complaining. Because what they're doing right now is they're shutting down the schools and privatizing it to levels that, you know, hey, you still can't afford to go to school. The kids can't afford to go to school. So what does this mean? Okay, kids without activities that go in the street, and then what they do is they put older people out there hanging around the playground, schools, or whatever, and your kids get addicted to whatever it is that they're trying to tell, and then the next thing you know, you have a little guy on the street. It's going to be a gangbanger. It's all systematically set up. Everything we're looking at is a part of a big, huge system. And they're doing this with intent, and it's escalating to levels. I've talked to a couple of people on YouTube and some other individuals or activists and stuff, and they feel it in their bones, too. Something's getting ready to happen. And it ain't coming from the Middle East, too. It's coming from right here. Now, the problem is that even if we directly find out who and what and where that this individual is, what difference does it make? Because, see, we allow this stuff to get so far dated deep and seeded into our system, there's nothing that I can see can be done right now. Caller 718-508-9513. 718-508-9513. Well, I hope you get what I'm talking about because, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, are we as a people, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Latino, whatever, are we going to be able to understand what's going on without the use of these other individuals that are kind of like holding us back from our full potential? And the thing is that I'm looking at this situation over there in the war we're in. Now, again, there's no reason for us to still continuously be there. Again, if they're sniping, they're going to sniper anyway, even if you're there or not. So, you know, we have a whole troop over there, and I don't know. I just don't get it anymore. The school situation again out here, there's going to be a major strike if somebody doesn't come to the bargaining table with these folks with the school board because they are demanding that they should have gotten the extra pay instead of 3% of what they decided to deem that was important. So these individuals right now are in a scary place because they are going to be without work. This is not a game. This isn't conspiracy 101. This is factual, truthful evidence that this actually happened. If you want to call in, 718-508-9513, 718-508-9513. Now, the other thing, too. There is this thing with ISIS. Now, I'm going to talk about something that a lot of us haven't done that we need to do. Now, what is Isis to you? Isis is a god, that goddess of ancient Egypt. Okay, and she was a very powerful queen. Isis, let me go back and just say this, just to make the story short. There's a temple of Isis in the Grand Canyon. There's a temple of Horus in the Grand Canyon. There's a temple of Osiris in the Grand Canyon. It was shut down in about 1918. Smithsonian Institute roped it off. And inside the caves where they have these deities or whatever is rolls upon rolls of these individuals that are huge, tall, like Nephilim. And at the bottom base right by their feet is a Buddha statue, which I thought was kind of strange too. Now the thing is, are these people trying to wake up, you know, maybe Nephilim or some type of species to have them empower more with psychic and, hidden powers? I'm just saying, you know, the thing that they're doing, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense unless they're answering to something else. It doesn't make sense from any standard of why they're messing around with us. It makes absolutely no sense why they're trying to pit Putin after us so that he would declare or create a war. Doesn't make sense. And I have been talking to people out here, and they believe there ain't going to be another election. They think this is just a part, dog and pony show. That's to basically get you hooked in to do whatever it is that they want you to do. But this is going to be like, you know, it's not going to happen again. So the thing is, how are we getting out of this mess? The one thing I noticed, like I said, you know, you got to keep your generation with you. A lot of people, you know, say, okay, well, I gave birth, let me go ahead and do my own thing. The only way that they cannot defeat people is if you have a strong family. Strong family ties can, you know, help you in prayer. You know, just praying that, you know, you want to make sure that your things are safe or whatever, but you got to watch who you're doing prayer to because it might be Satan. These people know this. They know what the relics are. They know what the ancient history is. They know all of these factors. We're the ones that don't know. And we were here, I swear we were here, planted as seeds for the next level of this. So, you know, again, my thing was to come on the air tonight and discuss these things and say, you know, what I felt. Because, like I said, in Wilker Park, most of the stuff over there, it does not have required ways for you to come into the, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, I was in the midst of doing something. I'm trying to make a website while I'm talking here on the program. I'm redoing my work because there's so much going on. It's so much that we need to, you know, not only discuss here, but, you know, if you have time, you know, and say that the people that have been laid off or whatever, sit down and talk to them. And we need to have people basically pass out literature and things. But, you know, again, I did not hear from anyone yet. And I have to get this information soon, something I'm working on here. But I needed to come on the air to let you know what I saw regarding the 4th of July celebration and what I've been seeing out here in a major city. I'm trying to let you know that what I'm seeing is a freak storm, you know, pattern that's going on in our mind and in atmosphere and everything. So what I'm saying to you is that we need to come together and we need to be able to communicate and we need to share videos as long as we can. But one day, this is all going to come to a screeching halt. And my question is, have you totally prepared yourself for this journey and ride? So, in never do, I'm going to leave this information on my website. And then on the, well, you'll find out. But anyway, I'm going to have to cut the show right now. But I thank those that tuned in. And like I said, don't believe in false flag operations. If anyone listening needs to call me, my number is 630-863-9971. If you want to call me or have comments or you want any situation taken care of related to the topics on my show. So the number is 630-863-9971. You take care, and thank you for listening to the Amber Rowley Show. And we should be back up maybe tomorrow or sometime next week. And thank you for tuning in.
Okay.